So this evening we'll do the metta practice, and today we will complete all of the five individuals. So we'll begin with the oneself, benefactor, dear friend, neutral person, and then also a difficult person, someone we're having difficulty with. So take the first few moments to find your balance in your sitting cushion or chair. Bringing your attention to your heart center. And gently breathing in and out from there. Letting your attention just rest in that area. If at any time it helps you to put your hand there next to your heart, or both of them, while you're doing the practice, help you remember to allow those intentions and the meaning of this metta that we're offering to come from that place, not just the words. Sometimes people find it helpful to touch into that physical heart base. So beginning again with the person that's most easy for you to begin with. Traditionally, it's oneself. But if you need to begin with benefactor, then that's okay. Someone you can easily open your heart to. Have a sense of who you're choosing and be as clear as you can about that. In a visual sense or a felt sense. Envision yourself or this person, the benefactor, in a place that makes it easy for you also. Or just have a sense of their energy. If you're beginning with oneself, you might choose to remember oneself as a child. In that time of your childhood, that was fairly carefree, free of any complexities. Difficulties. Place where you could really be able to give and to receive your own loving kindness. So with oneself or the benefactor, take some time to remember the good about this person. Something you feel grateful for, about your own qualities of heart and mind that have helped you along the way. Or this other person's good quality or qualities. Sometimes it's helpful to just remember their smile. And now from that place of remembering the good, offering your goodwill to oneself or this other person. I'll use the pronouns for oneself. You can change them as needed. Remember to let the sentiment or the well-wishing come from your heart center, however that works for you. So with oneself, we're offering and receiving. May I be safe and protected in all ways. Use your own words when you have them. May I be peaceful and happy. May this body be as healthy and strong as possible. May my heart open to the ups and downs of life with balance and ease. Continuing on in your own way, remembering that phrase that works for you. Safe and protected, peaceful and happy, healthy and strong, balance and ease. And when the words stop and there needs to be silence, let it be okay. Allow your breath as it comes in and out to offer and receive your well-wishing for yourself. remaining with oneself if you need to, or moving on to the benefactor, someone who has benefited you. Remember, you can choose an animal friend, a young person, any being you consider your benefactor. Envisioning them or having a felt sense of them. Maybe they can be nearby, almost in front of you, or in a place in your field of metta, the nature, in nature, your home. Find your way. Remembering their goodness. Be safe and protected. May your compassion and wisdom always protect you. Use the simple words that come easily to you. Offering that blessing without any conditions. Continuing with the simple intention when the phrases don't come anymore. remaining with this individual if you choose to, or moving on to a dear friend, a loved one. You can choose someone close to you that you have an uncomplex relationship with as much as possible. Having a sense of them in a visual way or otherwise. Remembering something about them that opens your heart. And offering your goodwill. Peaceful and happy. Healthy and strong. What is your deepest wish for this person? Say it in your own words. Something simple. When the words don't come, on an in-breath, gather that intention of goodwill. And on a natural out-breath, offering it out to that person. Natural breath. whenever anything gets difficult for you, you can always go back to oneself. Now in the same category, moving on to another person, a loved one, family member, dear friend, having a sense of who it is. See if you can choose someone you don't normally choose or think about. Maybe it's a sibling that's always in the background. Remember something about this person that you can appreciate. And then exercising that capacity of your heart to offer your goodwill without any expectations, just offering. What is your highest wish for this person? Resting at your heart center when there aren't any more words. Not to force anything. And Now moving on to that next category of a neutral person, someone you feel neutral towards as much as possible. A neighbor around your home, maybe one of their pets. Someone at a doctor's office. Post office. Make your choice. And have the best sense of them you can. Normally we can't envision this person so precisely. But just knowing who they are, where they might be living or working, that's enough. And for this person, what we reflect on is the universal fact that all beings want to be happy, want to be peaceful. No different from us in that way. So connecting that wish for yourself with that same wish that they might have for themselves. Just as I wish to be free, may you be free. From all kinds of pain in your life. May you be peaceful and know the true path to peace. The one right for you. May you have ease and well-being in your life. How would you give a simple blessing of goodwill? Use those words that way. Now we move on to the last individual of this progression, a person we might be having some difficulty with. It's important to choose someone that you know you have a chance to open your heart to. Just a few guidelines. If you reach a place when you're offering metta where it feels like overwhelm or you're closed down, go back to yourself or the benefactor. So have a sense of who you're choosing. If you're the visual type, try to envision them in a place that feels very safe for you. You know you can offer your loving kindness, but they need to be a little bit far away. Or maybe they can be close by. Right in front of you, in a sense. So use your wisdom. Can you remember something about them that opens your heart, that you appreciate? Or does it help to open to their suffering, their pain? What works for you? So now as much as we can, offering our kindness, goodwill to this being. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all of your benevolent inner forces protect you and guide you. Just as I wish to be healthy and strong of body, may that be true for you. May you open with compassion to the pain in your life. Find your own words or no words, offering the energy from your heart center of goodwill. As much as I can, I offer you my goodwill. Allowing that energy to be released from your heart center. Now allowing that person to remain in the field of metta that you have created, and beginning to surround that person with all of the individuals that were present in your practice today, just now. Remembering your dear friends, the two of them. If you can't really envision them, it's okay. Just by intention, allowing them to be on either side of this person you're having difficulty with. And then somewhere nearby, you can place the neutral person. And then the benefactor. And seeing this little group together. And then offering all of them, without exception, equally so, no discrimination, offering them your goodwill. May you all receive my heartfelt goodwill. I offer you my loving kindness. May the love inside you and all around you give you a sense of protection. May you be at ease with all that is happening in your life. Remember, you can come back to yourself at any time you want to. Breathing in and out from your heart center. And now just remembering all those beings and the connection you have to them in your life. And moving on to some very light forgiveness practice. With all of these beings, you don't have to pinpoint any one of them. If there is any way in which I have hurt or harmed you by my words or my deeds, or the thoughts in my mind, I ask for your forgiveness. May I be forgiven. Just breathing in and out, not expecting anything, just putting that out there. May I be forgiven. Pure intention. And if there is any way in which you have hurt or harmed me by your words or your deeds, or the way you've acted, your thoughts, as much as I can, I freely forgive you. As much as I can, I set you free from blame. Breathing in and out, not needing to ponder on anything. Allowing that intention to go out and be part of the world, the vibration around and in you. And then coming back to your own heart center. Taking some time to gently remember those ways that we may have hurt or harmed others or ourselves by the attitudes we've had, by what we've said or done. Not needing to put stories. It's just that simple fact of life that we're all human. This is what happens in life. As much as I can, I forgive myself. As much as I can and is possible, may my heart be set free from blame towards myself. Breathing in and out from that heart center. No need to think about anything. Keep it really simple. Let the purity of the heart do what it does without any interference of our thoughts, habit patterns, by these simple intentions of purity from my heart. May all beings in my family and my relations be free of any suffering. May all beings find true peace and happiness. May all beings be free. May my heart be free.